You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
2010 ends with harassment against grassroots organizations in Honduras. The closing of 2010 in Honduras was not a reason for celebration for many organizations that opposed Porfirio Lobo's regime. There were reports of harassment and persecution against social leaders every day, according to the National Front of Popular Resistance. An example of this is that the Association of High School Teachers of Honduras reported on Sunday the 27th in a press release that its main office had been militarized during the high school break. They faulted Lobo for promoting neoliberal policies to privatize education in all the Mesoamerican region and also for attacking the Teachers Association by identifying it as an actor that could hinder the process, Red Marazánica de Información reported. If education is in the hands of the oligarchy and the businessmen, that would be the end of free thinking. Well, for them, it would mean millions in profits, said the teachers. In 2010, they mobilized against the implementation of the new General Education Act. Also, according to information provided by Marazánica, the women's movement for peace Vistación Padilla, also known as Las Chonas, reported that their office in Tegucigalpa was assaulted on December the 21st. The perpetrators took some documents and also used the computers. The women's organization believes that this criminal act is an expression of the constant surveillance, harassment, persecution, and repression that they are subjected to because of resisting and ignoring Porfirio Lobo's administration. Meanwhile, the Commission of Relatives of the Detained Disappeared of Honduras blamed a group of judges and attorneys for the attempt to seize classified documents on December the 15th. One of the members of the organization was arrested for that. Her name is Elvia Rubio, and she is also a journalist with the community radio station La Voz de Zacate Grande. She will have to appear in court on January the 11th, together with another colleague, Elia Hernandez. They were charged with disobedience. The decision was taken by the jury of Amapala Municipality after the arrest of Hernandez and Rubio during the eviction of peasant families in the community of Coyolito in the island of Zacate Grande. These arbitrary incidents were reported by the World Association of Community Radio Stations, Latin America and the Caribbean, which demanded the Honduran authorities to overrule the criminal process, Pulsar News Agency reported.
You're listening to Real World News.